This English language podcast provides listeners with an insight into Japan. You will know many interesting Japanese people from this Japanese History Makers series.
Japanese History Makers Kaneko Misuzu 1903-1930 Revival of Poet's Vision. During the time of the Great East Japan earthquake, when everyone was feeling down, a poem was broadcast on TV every day. "Let's have fun," I say. "Let's have fun," comes the reply. "You are a fool," I say. "You are a fool," comes the reply. "I won't play anymore," I say. "I won't play," comes the reply. And so later on, I became lonely. "I'm sorry," I say. "I'm sorry," comes the reply. "Are these echoes?" "No, it could be anyone." This poem, Kodama Deshouka, Are These Echoes, aimed to appeal to people's sense of unity and struck a chord in the hearts of Japanese. It is the work of Kaneko Misuzu, a female poet who suddenly appeared and disappeared, as incandescent and fleeting as a shooting star. Misuzu was born in Yamaguchi Prefecture. It was said that she was a gentle girl who loved reading books. Her father died when she was little. When her mother's sister died, her mother remarried her sister's husband, who ran a bookstore. Living alongside her stepbrother, Masasuke, Misuzu worked at her stepfather's bookstore. And at the age of around 20, she started to write poems. The works she contributed to magazines were admired by Saijo Yaso, a famous poet who judged poetry competitions. She was on her way to a career as a children's poet. Misuzu's unique sensibility allowed her to uncover hidden truths and express them in easy-to-understand language. In the poem Fish, she expresses herself thus. "Poor sea fish. It didn't do anything wrong, but can be eaten up like this by me. I really feel sorry for fish." Even today, Misuzu's poems captured the imaginations of many people. However, her life was hard. When she was 20, the Great Kanto earthquake occurred. Because of the quake, Masasuke, who had been studying in Tokyo, returned to Shimonoseki. Masasuke was charmed by Misuzu's poems. Before long, tentative feelings of love grew in him. But this came to the attention of her stepfather, who forced Misuzu to marry the head clerk of the bookstore. Masasuke was hurt, but the truth was that he was not her stepbrother, but her real brother. Because of the death of his real father, who was also Misuzu's father, he had been adopted by his stepfather. He had been raised in ignorance without being told by anyone that they had the same parents. In that period, it was rare for women to take an active role in society. Misuzu's husband banned her from writing poetry. On top of this, she was struck down by an illness. They divorced, but custody rights remained with the husband. Misuzu committed suicide, requesting that her mother take care of her daughter. She was only 26 years old. Misuzu wrote about 500 poems in a 5-year period, but her works were scattered and were thought to be lost. Thanks to the tireless efforts of children's poet Yazaki Setsuo, currently the curator of the Kaneko Misuzu Memorial Museum, who had been charmed by her poems, these works have now been recovered and Misuzu is once again in the public eye. Now her works are even published in a primary school Japanese language textbook.
This is drawn from the sound archives of Hiragana Times digital version, for which both language and text are skillfully arranged for students of the Japanese language. For a monthly fee of 500 yen, subscribers to the digital version of Hiragana Times magazine can gain access to new entertaining and educational content, as well as to the magazine's back issues. For more information, check hiraganatimes.com.